this is one of the priority jetways for the Airbus A380.
This construction site for Berlin's long-overdue Brandenburg Airport has become an offbeat tourist destination lately. The airport was originally scheduled to open 5 years ago, but it has been beset by massive cost and time overruns. It's a source of embarrassment for the country, which prides itself on a national narrative of German efficiency. Still, more and more people are signing up for tours of the site. Curious myself, I've signed up for one of the tours. We're first taken to a visitor center, where we're shown a map of the grounds and an explanation of the plan for the airport. Next, we're taken to the top of a visitor's tower for a bird's-eye view of the site, while planes from neighboring Schönefeld Airport fly overhead. Then it's on to a bus for a tour of the grounds.
So when you're an incoming passenger coming...
For all intents and purposes, the airport looks nearly done. Inside the main terminal, the check-in desks are all set up with the airline logos. Signs point you in all directions, including down to the new train station below, which is now complete. A handful of construction crew are walking about, but you'd be forgiven for thinking you were in a functioning airport.
And the fence stop.
And the fence stop, they're up there, just up.
And the smoke go to where?
The problem, as our guide explains to us, is that there is something wrong with the fire exhaust system. That system would funnel smoke out of the building in the event of a fire. The existing system may be too heavy for the roof to support. It's so serious that it could require the structure to be torn down and rebuilt.
This is where they carry.
The discovery was made just weeks before a scheduled opening date in 2012, when passengers even had tickets ready for flights out of the new airport. That launch had to be canceled at the last minute, and since then, no decision has been taken on how exactly to deal with the problem. Now, that's just one of many problems at the airport, and heads have rolled as a result. The main architects and CEO are dismissed, and in the meantime, Berlin is left with its two small Cold War-era airports, Tegel and Schönefeld. They look more like run-down regional landing strips than the airport of a world capital. Berlin's rapidly expanding passenger numbers have overwhelmed them. John Wirth, a Berlin resident originally from the UK, came to take the tour because he wanted to find out more about what has gone wrong.
I heard about it from a travel journalist on Twitter who'd been to Berlin and said that you could tour the airport. So it sounded kind of interesting, tour an as yet unopened airport, considering how beset it's been by scandal. So I signed myself in, off I went, and I spent 2 hours trying to work out what was going on with the Scandal Hit Airport. When you see the airport, it's actually a charming building. Right? In comparison to many modern airports, it's light, it's airy, it's well-built, it's well-planned. It's done in a way where you see the vision or to try to make a good, medium-sized modern airport there. It's not that the building is horrible or a disaster.
Lars Wagner, a spokesman for the airport authority, says there has been an increased interest in the airport tours as it continues to make the headlines, for all the wrong reasons.
This year, until July, we had over 600 visitor tours. Of course, the questions are different since we had the problems with the fire protection, and we see that some people are well informed and they ask especially technical questions to our guide.
Given the sense of national embarrassment over the delays, some of the questions can be quite pointed. Akim, another Berlin resident, says there has been growing frustration both within the capital and outside. There is also a feeling that responsibility for the project should be transferred from the German states of Berlin and Brandenburg to the federal government.
No, I think in the beginning it was Berliners felt like, okay, we're proud of the delay because we are not German like the rest of Germany, because we are not perfect like that and we don't want to be like that. But now it's really embarrassing.
And why is that?
Because it's the Made in Germany brand is like destroyed by that.
Wirth says that on his tour, which was in German, he noticed that the other people were very quiet and almost seemed to be lowering their heads in shame.
If you ask people in Berlin and Brandenburg about it, there's a sense of embarrassment. There was even the joke circulating that the only reason Berlin bid for the Olympic Games was so in order to get the airport complete. That's the kind of degree of cynicism that the airport project is met with. People from outside of Germany altogether, they think the Berlin-Brandenburg airport thing is extraordinary. How can organized Germany be so bad at managing to open an airport? Well, when you actually live here and you see the state of dysfunction of local government in Berlin, perhaps it's not so surprising.
The airport authority insists that they will stick with the current opening plan for late 2017. But at this stage, there is a lot of cynicism about whether the airport will ever be completed at all. Some have even suggested that they should just start over at a different site. In the meantime, curious visitors will continue flocking to the airport site for these offbeat tours. I'm Dave Keating, DW, Berlin-Brandenburg Airport.